I'm glad you're getting through.
Well, I'm glad, Father.
I'm going to go over a few of these things again. I think we might not have gotten them.
Okay.
I was asking you about if you ever took any juice from hair cheese and mixed it with cornmeal and make anything. Did you ever do that?
No.
And if your butter went bad, if you kept it too long, it didn't taste good. How would you describe its condition?
Well, it'd be kind of old, smell, it would smell, the older it would smell old, kind of mold. You could tell it was kind of molded or smelled.
How would it taste?
Well, I never did taste it, it smelled that strong, because you could usually smell it and then you'd pretty well know.
You wouldn't want to.
Yeah, you just wouldn't taste it, but I made it taste terrible.
What would you call thick, sour milk that you used to keep?
Clabber milk.
And what did you make from that?
I know my mother used to use it for something. I think she'd make cornbread out of it, I believe.
What did you have to do when you milked? The first thing you had to do to the milk?
Strain it.
So
you put it in your churn.
Mm-hmm. You'd say we've got to
churn the milk. Strain the milk.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take to churn it and make it into butter?
No, it'd take when you'd have to let it the cream come to top first. Now it'd take about a day for the. That you let it sit about a day, and then it'd take about 30 minutes really to churn it.
Did you have to keep it cool all this time that you were waiting for the cream to rise?
Well, no. We didn't have no way of cooling it back in those days. It was just room temperature.
Mm-hmm. What kind of desserts do you like to eat? You know, what kind of pies and stuff?
Well, my favorite pie is coconut pie. I like chocolate pie too, but I like banana pudding. And I like a strawberry cake that my wife makes very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you ever eat a pie, something called like a cobbler?
Oh, yes. Peach cobbler, blackberry cobblers. They're real good.
Do you know how it's made? You know, is it different from a regular pie?
Yes, it's just cooked in a, it's just cooked all together with the, it's got a little, like, crust, pie crust or something. They make the crust with it and then cook, put the berries on it and cook it all together. I think is the way it looks. It's all mixed together when you eat it anyway.
Do you ever eat anything called a deep dish pie?
No.
Hey, you remember anything that your mother or somebody may have made, an apple dowdy or a pan dowdy? Ever hear anything like that?
No, I didn't.
Somebody has a good appetite, and you say he sure likes to put away his
food. Put away his food.
What is another word you might have heard out in the country or something for food?
Eating is for food about eating so much.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard them called gluttons and the little thing.
Ever heard anybody use vittles?
Vittles, oh yes, he sure does love them vittles.
What do you call a sweet liquid that you would pour over pudding?
Sweet liquid that you'd pour over pudding? Mm-hmm. Well, I never did use any, but I guess you could use honey or something. I don't know whether you could or not. I never used any.
What do you call it when you eat something in between your regular meals?
Snack between meals.